Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that whoever recites the Durood Pak 50 times a day, I will shake hands with the person on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Regarding the Bani Israel, there's also a very story that will disturb you. It's reported that during the time of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, they used to live in a seaside village of Ila. It was in a place near Uqba, right? The people there lived a very luxurious life, and they were very prosperous. So Allah Azza wa Jal tested them. How He tested them? He told them they lived near the sea, and the pastime and the occupation, the hobby and the livelihood was fishing. So Allah Azza wa Jal, to test them, said that you must not fish on a Saturday. Saturday is called Sabbath, not to fish. But what Allah Azza wa Jal did was, He made fish abundant on Saturdays. So first He tested and He said, you must not fish on Saturdays, and He made a lot of fish appear on Saturday to test them. So what they did? Shaitan began to whisper to them. So what they did? The day before, they went to the area because we would see the water used to, when the tide is high, the water used to come over the land. So what they did? They dug deep holes. When the water comes at the high tide, and when it recedes, the fish get trapped in the hole on a Saturday. Because a lot of fish. Now what they should do on Sunday, they should go and pick up the fish. So no, we didn't fear, we didn't hunt. So they thought they could trick Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when they made the hole, the idea was because there's lots of fish on Saturday, the fish will get trapped in these holes. So what they were doing, indirectly they were fishing on Saturday. So they defied the hukum of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And when they did this consistently, as I said, this was the trick that they used, thinking that they can deceive. So now when this happened, one group, there were some who prevented themselves from fishing according to the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they tried to advise others the same, and they showed anger and hatred towards this transgression. Then there was another group who disliked and hated this act, but remained silent. They did not refrain and prevent the people from indulging in it. Instead, they said to those who tried to prevent others, that why should they advise such people whom Allah Azza wa Jal is either about to destroy or inflict His punishment on them. Then there were a third group of people who were insolent and disobedient, who openly opposed the command of Allah Azza wa Jal and follow the temptation of Shaitan. And they went and fished in this manner on Saturday. Right? So as is mentioned, when this happened, what did Allah do? Allah Azza wa Jal, He changed their faces. The verse in the Holy Quran, He changed their faces and made their faces look like monkeys. So they became monkeys. And imagine they became monkeys and they could recognize their family, but their families couldn't recognize them. And they were trying to talk, they couldn't talk. They were making sounds like monkeys. And this is a story from the Holy Quran. And then, the families, what they did, they built a wall to separate them from the other people. So they got them separated as well. Now this was the wrath of Allah on those people who disobeyed and went against the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And as you can see, this story is in the Holy Quran, how many beautiful stories, and this is a lesson for us as well, that many of us don't realize that shaitan is our biggest enemy. Shaitan tempted these people to go against the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When Allah Azza wa Jalla gave them instruction and they were tempted by the large number of fish appearing on a Saturday. So can you imagine how shaitan deceived them, and what is the end result? They became monkeys. So now for us, we have to also be aware that we have to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla keep us as His obedient servant, so that we can be prevented from being punished by Allah in the dunya and in the akhirah. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches.